Weekend Breakfast on 702. Let's walk the talk.
As I said, a conversation I'm looking forward to in Healthy Living up next is a new study that shows that turmeric extract may lessen Alzheimer-linked organ damage. Now, Vanessa Asensau, health and wellness expert and nutritional consultant, will be talking to us about that this morning. A potent turmeric extract has been shown in new research to help lessen the potentially fatal damage from Alzheimer's disease on not only the brain, but also on peripheral organs. A new study shows how the highly bioavailable cuminoid, curcuminoid, and turmeric oil formulation BCM95 found in biocurcumin in SA may help prevent abnormalities in peripheral organs in those with Alzheimer's disease. And joining us on the line, of course, is Vanessa Asensau. Vanessa, good morning to you, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Ah, awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. So, Vanessa, I mean, I think for a lot of people, they're aware that Alzheimer's has a massive effect on the brain. And I think it becomes quite obvious and clear as time goes on with Alzheimer's. I wasn't aware that it also affects peripheral organs as well.
Yes, very much. So, you know, what they're starting to find is that inflammation is at the root cause of many, many illnesses. Basically, just about every chronic illness we can find is inflammation. So this affects the whole body. And what they are finding with cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, that these inflammatory proteins in the brain are possibly the root cause of it. So the key is really to reduce the degeneration that's happening through reducing inflammation, systematic inflammation. So when we talk about inflammation, say you bump your foot and then it swells, or you twist your ankle and it swells, that's actually good inflammation. What we're talking about is inflammation that people are unaware of. It's chronic, systematic, every single day inflammation that is brought about by lifestyle. So, you know, it's something that we can have control over if we reduce the inflammation. So predominantly omega-6 oils, a lot of sugar, insulin resistance, metabolic dysfunction, eating processed foods and sugar, all of that. So it's things that we can actually do to help reduce the risk of these chronic illnesses.
That's actually quite interesting, and something I guess that we don't pay attention to, especially as you had pointed out. When you have an injury, I don't know, you twist your ankle or something, and you see some swelling, hence inflammation. That's something that's obvious and visible, maybe a little painful. But what we're talking about here is sort of the unseen, things that we don't necessarily notice. Now, what I wanted to check with you is, obviously, we're talking about, the study that has found that turmeric extract may lessen Alzheimer's-linked organ damage. Now, does it basically mean that if I spice my food regularly with a bit of turmeric, that's fine, that's how I protect myself against this, or does it go a little further and a little deeper than that?
So this is my view. Your nutrition is your foundation. So eating, organic fruits and vegetables, reducing the amount of sugar and processed foods. So the good quality foods you need to be introducing and consuming on a daily basis is basically from the earth, right? Nothing processed, nothing with labels, with words you can't pronounce, all of that. Then you use herbs and spices, and therapeutically, these have been used. You know, plant medicine is huge, but we have traditionally used these herbs and spices to enhance and optimize our health. What's happened now is once you have the onset of chronic disease, you need therapeutic doses of these substances. So this is where supplementation has come in. Also, you need to guarantee that, for example, let's take turmeric, you would have to consume 2 tablespoons or 3 of turmeric powder to equate to a capsule of curcumin. So curcumin is the extract of turmeric. So this is the the therapeutic option. I cook with a lot of turmeric because I believe that it's good to have a foundational, I consume a lot of herbs and spices and all of that. But if I have got chronic inflammation, well, I'm going to deal with the chronic illness therapeutically, mm-hmm. then I would supplement with curcumin.
Absolutely stunning. I mean, that's quite interesting. But I mean, obviously, I guess for simple taste and convenience, consuming, what did you mention? 2 tablespoons of turmeric wouldn't be ideal for anyone.
No.
You know, it wouldn't be a fun experience, I guess, even if you try to sort of spread it out throughout your meal. So, you know, this particular study, where you know, how did it come about? Considering that, I guess, this is a broad space of research, you know, you watch your, you know, some of your great Hollywood blockbusters, and the big question always is, how do we deal with Alzheimer's? And they're always trying to look for a solution for degenerative or brain degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. How did they come about this one? I mean, it's quite fascinating, isn't it?
It's phenomenal. So curcumin is actually one of the most researched plant extracts in the world. I think there's over 17,000 studies just on curcumin alone. And this specific study, they looked at a specific type of curcumin called BCM95. Now, BCM95 is a type of curcumin that has got the most clinical research. And what they started to find is that if you supplement with BCM95, it helps reduce degeneration of inflammatory markers in the kidneys, the lungs, the livers, the brain, in mice. And it also showed that there has been a reduction in cell death and inflammatory markers in the brain. So in the case of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, you know, dementia, there is a comorbid damage to the rest of the bodies. So remember, the body doesn't work in... So one system of the body doesn't work in isolation. So if something's out of balance, something else is out of balance. So if you have got the onset of Alzheimer's, or you have Alzheimer's, there is something else going on in other parts of the body. So some of these clinical studies are trying to find is, how does the inflammatory effect work? So for conditions such as Alzheimer's, and in this specific extract of BCM95, there's actually they've received a patent to help fight Alzheimer's due to its enhanced absorption and bioavailability. Because one thing with turmeric is that these spices have got oils, and often they're not absorbed very well by the gut. So if you had to, for example, have 2 tablespoons of turmeric, you would upset your gut. And we know that the gut is also, you know, 80% of your immune system's in your gut. But also we've got very compromised guts because we take so many medications and antibiotics. You know, so we have got compromised gut. So we need supplements that are easily bioavailable, means that they are absorbed easily and utilized by the body, so it doesn't become expensive urine, if that makes sense. So the clinical research done by Arjuna is a massive, massive company that has spearheaded the research behind curcumin, and they believe that this plant-based ingredient is a game changer with regards to reducing inflammation.
No, I mean, that's and you know, the one thing that stands out for me is you know, what you highlighted around expensive urine, and you know, I remember a doctor once when I was asking about supplements. I mean, basically that's what he said, that all that you're doing is you're paying for really expensive urine. Because a lot of the stuff just literally passes through you. So it's better to find those supplements that you're looking for through a healthy diet, for lack of a better term. I mean, we look at, you know, obviously Alzheimer's, and as devastating as Alzheimer's may be, you know, and as concerned as we may be about Alzheimer's and its overall impact, you know, I guess there's a lot of people sitting there and saying, you know, I don't have Alzheimer's in my family, or I'm not aware of anyone with Alzheimer's in my family or anything related. How common is Alzheimer's for us to really be focusing on this, and I guess be taking these preventative measures by making sure that we, you know, increase our intake of curcumin? And this turmeric extract?
So, you know, worldwide, there's over 55 million people who live with the condition, and there's about 10 million new cases each year.
Wow.
So it's huge. And what I'm starting to find just working with different types of people is that they've already starting off with brain fog, lack of, you know, memory recall, you know, even things like depression, anxiety, stress. These are massive contributors as well.
Mm.
And then people are also starting to, you know, because we live in unprecedented times of incredible stress and living in the unknown, people are not sleeping. So one of the important things that you can do on a daily basis is get adequate sleep. So sleep is where your brain actually cleans out and rejuvenates and repairs. So if you're not sleeping, you know, it's contributing to a degeneration of your neurotransmitters in the brain.
Mm.
So sleep is fundamental. If I had to say to somebody, if you can only afford one supplement, it would be curcumin, because as I mentioned just in the beginning of our conversation, curcumin is at the root cause of every single chronic illness. You will find inflammation linked to everything that you can think of. And if we're able to reduce that and change our lifestyle, we have a good chance of reversing and, you know, managing conditions that, you know, we never thought we were able to. So even diabetes in South Africa, you know, we have an epidemic of diabetes. Mm. And at the root cause of diabetes is systematic cellular inflammation. And, you know, what they're linking Alzheimer's to is what they call type 3 diabetes. We get type 1, which is autoimmune. We get type 2, which is because of our lifestyle. And type 3 is Alzheimer's. So high elevated blood sugar is a huge contributor to Alzheimer's. So, you know, we need to really, really focus and get educated on eating in a way that reduces our blood sugar, controls our blood sugar, and taking, you know, the supplements we need to reduce the inflammation. And we need to learn how to really feed and nourish the body. We eat a lot because we're addicted to substances and sugars and foods.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an addiction. We also eat because we don't really cook from scratch anymore. It's not convenient. And the quality of our food is shocking, you know. Every single time you eat, you are in one way investing or not investing in your health. This is how powerful food is.
Indeed. I see. I mean, you mentioned some of the, especially with diabetes, as you mentioned, which is a serious, you know, I guess another epidemic that we're dealing with in South Africa, considering the number of people who, you know, from middle age onwards, at the very minimum, discover that they are diabetic and need to deal with that. But I see that obviously BCM 95, being backed by 83 clinical studies, is, you know, also assists with other forms of diseases that are linked to inflammation, you know, including common forms of arthritis. But beyond that, I guess the important question is, you know, BCM 95 for people that need to get access to this, how do they get access to this, you know, to the supplement, so that they can start adding it to their diet?
Absolutely. So if people want to do more research, they can just Google BCM95 and all the clinical data. There are people that like to know the clinical data, so I'm like that. If I know of an ingredient, I always research it. So research BCM95. And in South Africa, there is a product called Biocurcumin, and Biocurcumin contains BCM95. And Biocurcumin is actually readily available at health shops, you know, everywhere, pharmacies, all of that. And what's interesting is when you understand that the quality of the supplements that you take, because you don't want to take something that you're not absorbing and that's not effective. So you want something that has got clinical studies on bioavailability. I'm big on that because I see people take stuff that they're not absorbing and it's not doing anything for them. So you need to take something that has got studies on bioavailability, and BCM95 has these studies. So for me, that's very important because I don't want people to waste their money.
Yeah.
So Biocurcumin is available in South Africa, and it contains BCM95. I'm not sure if there's another product that contains BCM95, but in my 7 years of using BCM95, I have only used biocurcumin. And just like people, even in pain, you know, if they take curcumin, it helps reduce the inflammation, so it helps reduce the pain, you know. So there's a lot of benefits to taking it. And it's almost, like I said, it's an investment in your health, because if you're able to reduce the inflammation, it helps a lot with your biomarkers, you know.
Well, for sure, definitely. And I mean, obviously, as you said from the onset, this is a holistic approach, for lack of a better term. You know, we're not just looking at little bits and pieces here when we talk about health. So for people who want to find out a little more about healthy living, I mean, where do they go?
I've got a free portal on Instagram called VDA Nutrition. So mm-hmm. it's E for Vanessa, D for Dog, so VDA Nutrition. I've also got a website. And I just wanted to add one thing. One of the things that I believe people need to do is actually do blood work at least once a year. And if you want to check your levels of inflammation in your blood, you just have to check your C-reactive protein. So it's a blood test called CRP. And you can check your level of inflammation in the body. So even now, you can go tomorrow, ask for a blood form and check C-reactive protein, CRP. And then you can actually check your level of inflammation in the body, which is very, very good, because then you can take systematic action in terms of optimizing your health through lifestyle and supplementation and all of that. So if people are interested in checking their inflammation, the blood test is CRP.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much for your time this morning. All the best to you.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day.
Have a great one.